Listen to a conversation between Marek and Emma about overfishing in our seas.
So, you know we're researching overfishing for our school project?
Yeah.
Well, I found a great article about why overfishing's become such a problem. Apparently, millennials play a big part in it because they love sushi. Who knew?
Seriously?
Yeah, well, fish is a great source of protein and sushi's yummy. So it's a cool option to go for on the menu.
Sure, but people need to stop eating unsustainable seafood and learn about the dangers of overfishing on such a global scale.
Not just that, though. Surely governments and NGOs and international organisations need to be more committed to safeguarding marine life and start implementing strict laws on fishing practices and quotas. Take conservation a bit more seriously.
Definitely. And apparently, it's the bluefin tuna population that's been worst affected.
I read that. Numbers are down by 96%. That's shocking. I mean, that's almost the entire population that's been depleted.
But even with all the regulations that are in place, the species is still facing extinction. Salmon, shrimp, squid, and octopus are under threat too.
Yeah, I know. They're the ones people love to eat. The species most affected by unsustainable fishing practices are those with slow reproduction rates. And the problem is that many of the harmful fishing methods we know about don't discriminate between juvenile fish and adults.
So the number of marine species left to repopulate is dwindling. Yeah, and it's a major problem for codfish, for example, in the North Sea.
So what kinds of fishing are harmful? I'm not too clear on that.
Well, there's bottom trawling. That involves dragging a net across the bottom of the ocean and dredging up any living marine creatures to the top. It's really damaging to the seabed ecosystems and produces large amounts of bycatch.
What's bycatch?
It's basically any catch that's either unused or unmanaged. It covers all marine life that's pulled up, but that's not able to be immediately sold on the global market.
Got it.
A second harmful kind of fishing's gill netting. Gill netting is huge amounts of netting that hangs in the water. This netting's invisible to fish, though, and it's designed to allow only the fish's head to go through the net. When the fish tries to escape, its gill cover gets caught and it becomes entangled in the net, often for days at a time. Imagine! Obviously, the fish then panic and can struggle to breathe properly. They end up with cuts to their skin and scales and even become prey for animals like seals.
Shocking.
Then there's something called blast fishing. That's a technique that uses poison and explosive to catch fish.
Poison?
Yep. This method can catch a lot of fish in one go, but obviously there's a high cost to consumers and the environment. It's illegal in most places, but it can be hard to enforce. And it's also hard to persuade people living in remote communities to give up this way of doing things.
So what can be done, apart from raising awareness so that people can make better decisions regarding which and how much fish they eat?
Well, I think we need a common set of laws to protect our oceans and seas. Right now, too many parts of the ocean are unregulated and unmanaged, and that means humanity just continues to take and take rather than maintain and replenish. And any countries not abiding by those laws will have to deal with the consequences and take their punishment. Is that simple, as far as I'm concerned?
It's all very well saying that, but who should be responsible for policing the waters and checking what's going on? I mean, we're talking about a lot of seas and oceans.
And yes, you're right. It's blatantly obvious that we need to do our bit by consuming less seafood and checking food labels when we do. Treat fish more as friends.
Friends, not food, huh? I like that.